to start the meeting. It is 5:31. Michael, the chair is not here, so I'll be beginning the meeting. So it's the Bicycle and Pedestrian Advisory Committee meeting for December 13th. How about a roll call? I'll start with me. Herb Fredrickson, I'm vice chair.
Thomas Pollock, member.
Matt Forney, resident.
Pete Dunphy, member.
Beth Young, staff.
Lisa Avery, alternate.
Binta Stiles, member.
Dick Eagle, member.
Righty, thank you. Do we have any agenda additions or public comments?
Yes, we have agenda additions. The November minutes were added, but I don't think you guys have enough time to read them. So I would suggest you take it home, take home your packet, and vote on it next time.
Okay.
That was added to the agenda. A couple things regarding candidate, Matt's application, and the interview questions that are usually asked, and the member expectations were added. That's it. So those things were added. No items to be materials were added, and also the agenda item to interview Matt.
Okay, noted. Any comments from committee members? No comments at the moment? Okay, we'll move on to section D of the agenda. List on reports, D1. I'll start since I cover.
You know what? I think you're looking at an old one.
Okay.
Are you looking at an old
one?
Grab one of these. Everybody look.
I do have one, but I have my notes on the one that you sent out on Friday.
Yeah.
Now I have to look at two of them.
Yeah, I think the.
I'm gonna get confused.
The items kind of jump around a bit.
Yeah, I do. So public comment is the next item.
Okay.
D.
Public comment, I see we have no public.
Unless Matt wants to comment.
Matt's here, and he's here for an interview, I believe, right?
I will have my, I think I have my own time on the agenda, so I will stand by until that time.
Wait your turn. Okay.
Well, I guess, I did at least read through the October. I don't think I was here in October. I think I just emailed with the committee because I, with like my Vision 2040 stuff because I completely forgot. So.
Did you have any changes to it?
To what?
To the October minutes?
I wasn't in attendance.
Okay.
But I would say, although it didn't technically, of course it didn't happen during the meeting, but everyone was aware of the Vision 2040 stuff.
Yes.
And then, of course, we presented it at last meeting. So I think, I know I missed September, October, one of them, but I'm.
Okay, I think we have you down as missed. Oh, we have you as September as there.
So maybe it was September that I missed. Yeah, okay, so actually. Who knows?
And then October is, I had you as missed and no, as there. In attendance, Pete. In attendance, Pete.
What?
So.
I was there in spirit.
I mean, if you weren't there, the minutes probably should be changed.
Yeah.
Did you want to?
Oh, I wasn't there in September because what was the Parks and Rec?
August. That was
okay.
August.
That's the one I wasn't at.
You missed a good one.
That was a good one.
I know, that's, yeah. The one I actually, no, I'm just kidding. But yeah, that was, it was, never mind, I'm sorry.
No, that's good. So that change is noted. So we kind of just delved into E, approval of minutes. So if you want to continue.
Sorry about that.
So has everyone read the minutes for September and October? I can vote. Has everyone read them here so we can vote on?
Yeah.
I wasn't here at those meetings. I was out of town.
I read this afternoon.
So I'm not going to vote. So if the rest of you are comfortable with voting for those two, let's.
Yes.
Someone want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
A second? Okay. Motion approved.
All of them?
September and October.
Okay, I'll give, why not?
Let's do it one at a time.
Why not? Okay.
Okay.
I'll do both.
Okay, did you say?
November and September. Okay.
A motion.
Repeat that, please.
Do we have a motion to approve the October minutes?
I'll keep another.
Thank you.
Okay.
In a second? Okay.
I'll second the motion.
Okay.
Approved.
Do we have to vote on that before it's approved? The motion is just the putting it on the table?
Okay, let's start over. Let's do them one at a time, September.
Okay, I approve the meeting for September.
Motion to approve.
Second the motion to approve September meetings.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Approved.
Aye.
October meetings, we have a.
Once again, I will approve the meetings for the September meeting.
And I will second the motion to approve the October meeting.
October meeting.
All in favor?
Aye.
And then we have the November minutes, which we will take home and look over and vote on those next month. Okay, we have a new candidate position here.
Oh, boy.
Let's see here. Matt Forney, welcome.
Thank you.
And we're just looking at your, at least I am, for the first time.
Everybody want to take a minute and just look at Matt's application and.
Yeah.
You brought 3 years of tax returns?
Yeah, right, right.
I can.
As is customary.
Let me get on the orange real quick with H&R Block and.
Oh, my gosh, look at your.
And Matt, I'll ask you to grab one of those of the agenda packet, the fat one.
Yes.
And go to page 21. Because there's expectations that we agreed on.
Yes.
A while back, and.
I read that en route.
Oh, look at you.
Isn't that nice?
It would be okay to mention the opening.
Oh, sure. So I will be leaving Newport unfortunately in the near future. I don't have a date yet, but probably at the end of February. So yeah, my member position will open and.
So probably you just won't renew your membership.
Sure.
And so this will be your last meeting, basically.
Pretty much, yes. Yeah, that, yes.
That's the best way to do it, so that we have.
Okay, I know.
And then, since we're changing.
Yeah, it is a regretful, or, you know, it's bittersweet, but it's a good career move, so.
Gotta do that.
Boulder.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
What a fun town.
You'll love the bike trails, though.
Yeah.
You can call us, yeah, and tell us all about.
Yeah, yeah.
They have their act together, huh?
I'm looking forward to it. My wife probably more than I, but I already miss the ocean.
I'd live there.
Yeah.
Flight for a job at the city Boulder.
Okay, well, thanks for making me feel better about it.
Oh, God, yeah, great idea.
No ocean.
If I weren't tired of snow.
Don't make them feel worse.
Just saying.
That's, yeah. Yeah.
Oceans of snow.
Right.
All right, everyone, ready to ask some questions.
So does, what's the procedure for interview questions?
It can be whatever we want it to be.
Does the panel have any questions for Matt? People on the committee?
Does it matter that, like, I already have a personal relationship with Matt?
No, it's great that you already.
Oh, good. Good, isn't that nice?
I have knowledge of what to expect, actually, coming in, sitting in this room once more than the outside.
You want to briefly just tell us about yourself?
Absolutely.
And why you're interested?
Absolutely. So, born and raised Cincinnati, Ohio. I have lived all over this country. From Cincinnati, I moved on to Fresno, California, where I traveled throughout this city of California doing geotechnical and environmental engineering consulting work. From California, I actually then signed up to go out to sea with NOAA. That took me to New York to do some initial training. From there, by New York, I mean Long Island. From there, I ended up going on a ship to Alaska. I've sailed everywhere from, that ship was based out of Ketchikan, rarely there. However, that ship did sail from essentially Ketchikan all the way up to Nome, Alaska during that time on the boat. And after that, I ended up living in Anchorage, Alaska for quite some time. Talk about trails. Holy smokes. except they're not more of the, they're more of the cross-country skiing type than the bike type. And then from Alaska, I actually went back out to sea, stayed in Alaskan waters. And then shortly after that, out to Silver Spring, Maryland. Silver Spring, Maryland, I was traveled all over the country with staffing a senior executive level member of NOAA. During that time, I actually earned a GIS master's certificate from the University of Maryland.
College Park.
College Park. And then from there, I moved to, actually I did some time down in Charleston in there, and then out to Newport. So kind of all over. I landed in Newport, I guess, in 2018. And here I'm a reason I'm interested in the participating in this advisory committee. I'm an avid runner. I generally do about 30 to 60 miles per month. My wife and I both regularly use the Ocean to Bay Trail, the Forest Park Trail. I can tell you I probably put more miles on these sidewalks than a lot of the school children in this town, so running on that side. I actually was offered a ride to get here, and I was like, you know, I'm applying to join a bike and pedestrian advisory committee. I should walk. So I actually put my good old shoes to work and did the 2 mile walk to get here. On a variety of gravel to sidewalk to the required jaywalking frogger across Highway 20, and then here I sit before you. Perfect. So that's kind of my background. Avid runner, walker. Okay, I like to say occasional biker if I can find a friend that wants to loan me one. I really just want to bring open-minded, unique way of looking at things to hopefully advise city council to improve the city's policies, procedures, spending for human-powered modes of transportation. I'll be honest. I when I moved here, I had the greatest of intentions to start using a electric scooter to get to and from work. Well, I live up in the Agate Beach area. I worked down on the in South Beach, and I did that trip twice, once to go across the bridge and once to come back, and I've never done it again because it was the most terrifying thing I've ever done in my life.
You did it on a scooter?
I did it on one of those electric stand-up scooters. Yes. So
get a good breeze blowing, it'd be perfect.
Oh, I mean, my eyes, I think, were this big for, after both trips. So, with an engineering, map making, background. You know, currently, I, like I said, I work in government now. I supervise a team of about 100 folks that work around the world, that live around the world, and manage a large budget that goes with it. So it's yeah. Hopefully, you're willing to accept my skills and.
And welcome to Newport.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So we had a few things in common. I lived in Cincinnati and Silver Springs.
Oh, wonderful.
Different times. So you probably don't know, I don't know how much you know about bike committees, pedestrian committees, but what do you think you can offer the city? I mean, things happen politically, mapping is a great skill that's needed. Know in the town, and so what would you like to work on? If you had a niche,
you know, I'm a big fan of increasing safety while decreasing costs, right? I think I'm. If the mayor were listening in, I'm sure he'd probably offer me a job by saying these things. You know, if there's any way that we can, you know, reduce it, you know, negative interactions, increase safety, that's really my goal. Of joining this, I'll be honest. If you gave me a blank slate and said, "Matt, what would you advise City Council on right now?" Absolutely, let's get some crosswalks and some flashy lights going for crossing Highway 20. That is a place that lacks a safe crossing. I actually timed it as I was going across. It took me 4.5 minutes to try and cross.
There's
across
two
the street.
Lights on it. Wow. One side of town, one on the other side. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There is a funded beacon, right, Beth?
For EADS.
For EADS.
EADS 20.
Perfect.
It's in the works.
Look forward to it.
Mm-hmm. It needs to be one of and two.
But and then again, if I also had my blank slate in my way, I would advise. There's definitely, I think, an interconnection between all committees and the city, sort of city government.
Hi, come on in.
One of the greatest things that I think we could advise on is building the building committee. Anytime that a new building permit is issued, why not throw in there a requirement for putting in a sidewalk? There's definitely a lot of opportunity, a lot of ability to grow the ability of any committee and make us better together. So that's my blank slate. I know that this is an advisory committee. I have looked through the website. I've looked through some of the minutes. I love I think there was a consulting group that was hired to advise on Ocean View. Drive, and definitely read that report. I like what I'm seeing. If I can bring some of that consulting experience of mine to the table and help benefit the team, that's really what I'd like to do.
So. Okay, nice. Just for the note, Ryan just entered the meeting. So.
Mm-hmm. Got it. 5:45.
Okay. I just have a couple comments/questions. I guess you mentioned that you're a runner and you do Ocean Bay Trail. And all right, so we have the Parks and Rec or the Parks mm-hmm. Committee and the BPAC, and they kind of deal with different types of people powered transportation. Mm-hmm. My experience is this is more sidewalks and roads and commuting mm-hmm. as opposed to recreation. Does that still fit within your interest and experience?
Absolutely. Okay. So one of the other places that I love to run is up Big Creek Road. Talk about a place that is recreation and road and all of it combined. It really does have an overlap. Sidewalks are a big passion of mine. I hate running in traffic. It's running on that one white line that's this wide is not nearly as much fun as running on a paved piece of space that's that wide. So yes, I do believe that this is a great committee to belong to, and hopefully my interest in the overlap with the Parks and Rec would be a great way for me to span both groups and be able to help out both groups to provide recommendations to City Council.
My other comment slash question, I also live in Agate Beach and work at Hatfield, and I've also thought about how cool it would be to take a scooter to work, because I recently rode one for the very first time, and it was an absolute blast. But it was in a city where there were these really wide sidewalks, and it was all flat, and I'm like, that just be suicide. So that's one of the challenges I find with people who've moved here from a different city. Like, I moved here from Portland, and I worked in affordable housing, and we had to put in sidewalks and things like that around the buildings. And it can be very frustrating to have these, like, intentions and ideas, and then it's just like, well, how do you get across the bridge safely? There's just no way to do it. And so we sometimes lose members because they get really frustrated and they don't see progress. So do you feel like you would have the stamina to make it through a couple of years of very slow progress and still be part of the process?
That's a wonderful question. And so as a current working member in the government, I know slow, I know frustration, I know all these things, and believe me, I am a firm believer that frustration really is just a wasted energy towards being angry at something that probably you can't control. Two of my favorite questions I love to ask are, what's the challenge and how do we move in a positive direction to solve it? Who and why are pretty much useless questions in my world, just because those are very accusatory questions that generally lead you to frustration. So yes, I do understand frustration. I understand that that's part of the job. That's part of life. And really, it's all about the perseverance, looking at folks through the lenses of noble intent. And just because, and again, even if someone's attacking you and coming at you, they're generally, I think, operating with the most noble of intentions. And really, that's just, you know, what I really think is you got to approach that with compassion and grace to not just allow yourself to change, but also them. So,
great. Thank you.
Anyone else have any questions? Or no? Beth, is this for alternative position?
Right. We will have an opening when Pete leaves. So that will be a regular position, and it ends in 2024. And it starts whenever we want it to start.
At one point, I'm recalling when we had a vacancy like that we would give our current alternates the option of moving into a full member position first before filling that.
Yes, I forgot. Thank you. So that is, I think it's Leanne who is the alternate.
I'm an alternate. I don't
see any difference. There's really not. It's just, yeah, and that's the thing, is like alternates participate the same as everyone. If we happen to have full quorum, you don't vote. But that's participating, there's no difference, you know.
Leanne and Lisa.
Do you know who it is? Did we have it?
Leanne and Lisa.
Okay. then we will ask Leanne if she wants, and then we will let you know, unless you prefer to be an alternate member, Matt. Sometimes people prefer to be alternate.
You know, I would yield to the group here of how you would like to, you know, incorporate the team. Unfortunately, I don't know you guys very well, nor do I know the skills of the other folks and the talents of the other folks. So,
I don't believe you. I was an alternate for 2 months before I was suddenly. So we had two people leave, and wow.
Yeah.
So again, I would leave it up to the consensus of the team.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
so can be to recommend him for either position, depending on which opens up. That can be the vote.
Is Peter still with us? Is Peter still here at this
point? Physically.
And so, Matt, what'll happen? We'll take a vote here, and then if everyone votes to add you,
recommend that to city council. And that has to formally be adopted.
Yeah, the mayor makes those recommendations as part of the consent calendar. So that would be the next meeting's January 3rd.
Yes.
And since we missed introductions, do you know Ryan?
Yes.
I'm Ryan.
Ryan, I'm Matt.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Ryan is the
City council liaison.
Yeah, our city council liaison.
Are you interested? Slide someone more.
You just had elections.
You just got elected, yeah.
All right.
I don't know, with that whole last statement that you made, I was thinking like, you should go out for city council.
Honestly, you guys, I think many of you should go out for city council next time. I mean, this is a nice little stepstone in introduction into the.
I was waiting for someone to file, but nobody did.
No, we definitely need you. It's really great. City council was all unopposed. The three members that were up for voting.
Yeah, correct.
Were all unopposed and all.
Usually every second or third year, there's two to three openings.
Right.
Well, I would hope if brought into the committee that I would live up to the bringing chocolate every meeting before you guys recommend me to the city council.
Actually stole from Public Works and Engineering, so that's not even.
Well, we're not letting it go to waste. That's the most important thing.
Not me, yeah.
Okay, let's vote then. And do we have a motion to?
Discussion or?
I asked the comments and.
Oh, okay.
You can have the motion and the second and then the discussion and then the vote.
Okay.
That's how officially it works.
Okay.
I move to accept Matt as a.
Recommend Matt.
To recommend Matt Forney as a member of the Bicycle Ped Advisory Committee, member or alternate member, depending on what's available.
All second.
Okay, all in favor?
Discussion.
Oh.
Any discussion?
I'm sorry, I'm not very learned in these things, so. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, unanimous, I guess, totally, so. Congratulations and.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Think Beth will get in touch with you after the city council meeting and let you know what they had to say, so.
Prepare, I would say, to read minutes from 20 years ago.
You're welcome to watch the meeting. They're pretty exciting. All sorts of fireworks.
I've done my homework. I've done, watched some YouTube videos.
Wow.
Past, yeah.
Good. Just thought of something about memberships. Oh, right. Did you guys receive, did you receive a letter from, I think it would be from Eric, the assistant city manager, asking if you wanted to renew?
It was from.
I think it was from somebody else.
Email.
Yes.
I think we announced you last meeting also our intentions, so.
You did.
But outside that, said yes.
Great, okay. They wanted to have it official, so.
I got one in email, so I think I need to either print it out and sign it or respond. I don't know.
Just email it. Can you email it?
Email it, okay.
Whatever they told you to do. So Pete will be the only one who's not renewing because.
The premise for that is just, I don't know, I'm sure you're all aware, but the first meeting in January is an organizational meeting where newly elected people, sometimes new faces, sometimes the same old faces, are assigned committees, liaison positions, and the mayor kind of makes sure everything's covered. So that's why they ask around this time of year.
Yeah, I know, definitely.
So that the administration can go through the public notice process for any vacancies on any of the standing committees. And we're grateful. We don't have to advertise those vacancies as much as you might think because we have a lot of people that are staying the course and helping out a lot with their expertise, which I appreciate.
We have a lot of standing committees for a small town.
Yeah, there's a lot, and a few have expired, and a few were advisory committees, and those are usually the steering, like parking advisory is kind of project specific, and once they
go through the planning commission and make the recommendations to the council, then those are disbanded. But the standing committee just means that it's an official committee in the city structure, and therefore there's state law permitting requirements, noticing prior to the meeting to meet those rules of, what you call it, state bureaucratic process or meeting notification process, which there's a whole bunch of OERs about. So basically, if you have a meeting where policy is discussed, you have to tell the public about it ahead of time in case the media wants to sit in. But when, what was that lady's name that used to be the reporter? She'd come to a lot of the committee meetings.
Gloria?
No, the lady who worked in the newspaper.
Oh, right, yeah.
She dressed up like Lois Lane, that's how I remember. Like the trench coat and the press hat. She was great. She was always at our meetings.
Yeah, yeah. And
then she was really good. Asked good questions. She got a job at the East Oregonian. She got a big promotion, so she moved to La Grande.
Well, we gotta move on.
Okay, let's move on to reports and presentations.
D3.
Pardon?
Why is it D3 is first before D1 and D2? I don't know.
Do we have a collision report?
We had no accidents, no collisions involving active transportation for the month of October.
Okay. So we have nothing there. Good to know. Then we have liaison report, and Matt, what we've been trying to do is someone from each, from the committee would at least read the minutes from the other committees and then report back if there's anything pertaining to bike and ped issues that we might be interested in discussing. So that's, we have a list here of members. Yes, yes. I'll go first since
page 22.
Yes, I do the planning commission and destination Newport, and I read through minutes the last month's meetings. I didn't see anything that pertained. I did, Beth, I sent you an email just before we came. I did notice from last month, I was reading through the planning commission, and Derek, there was some discussion about parking regulations. And
I followed up on that with Derek today.
Okay. Yeah.
But go on. Okay, so what's going on is there is a new advisory committee is revisiting the parking at the Bayfront, which, as everybody knows, is terrible. And one thing that's definitely happening is that meters are going to go in, and there's a request for proposals. I think that's what the state's at right now, is request for proposals for a company to do that. And Derek told the planning commission that bike parking will be addressed in that parking in the advisory committee. Can make recommendations to the planning commission, who actually makes the decisions about having bike parking on private property, regulations regarding that, which will go into code, like if you're a certain size, or then you have to provide a certain amount of parking spaces, and even specify what kind. And they're thinking about, or Derek's thinking about maybe the parking spaces don't have to be the standard, I think it's 6 feet by 2.5 feet with a U-frame that's a lockable, unremovable thing to lock to. And perhaps it could be something like what's at Local Ocean right now. There's one little parking, I think it's in the shape of, it's a parking space in the shape of a bicycle.
Yes.
You notice it, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you can lock yourself to.
You lock it to the.
Yeah, you lock it to the bike. So more like that idea, or perhaps a rail or something like that that's lockable, right?
Have they talked about where they want to put these?
No, no. So that's one part is that the city regulations may change as to what private property owners are required to do and tenants are required to do based on the use of the building. Or the parking advisory committee can say, we recommend that there be on-street parking. You know, municipal parking. I've seen parking spaces, a whole parking space removed and a lot of parking, bike parking put in there with one space, so.
Now, the two public restrooms down there, is that city property or is that private property?
Yeah, two, I know of one.
Well, you got one.
Across from Clearwater.
Well, there's one and one about two blocks down. There's two of them down there.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and I was just curious if they both, if they're city property or if they're private property.
I know the Clearwater one is. I don't know where, I just not placing.
I assume it's.
Oh, if I had a map, I could show it to you. So I stand there every year I help at the marathon every year. And I've been directing traffic the last 3 years and I stand right across the street because I'm glad to have a bathroom. So down there by, it's a street.
Well, if it's a bathroom, then it's next to Clearwater, right?
Well, there's one.
There's another one.
Clearwater. You know where?
Between the Rogue and Moe's.
Yeah, and it's down, yeah, down closer to the Moe's.
Those are both city.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it must be city.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a big road come down there. I should know it.
But this will only be addressing parking, the recommendations to the planning commission. So I don't know if the advisory committee has even started to meet, but Derek is going to make sure that Bike Ped Advisory Committee can comment on what the parking advisory committee has decided to do. I would suggest maybe that these are all public meetings, public parking advisory committee, that you go to the meeting if you think. And perhaps we should assign somebody to monitor their minutes too. That might be a good idea if somebody wants to volunteer to do that. So that's the status of that.
I think there's also going to be a advisory committee established for what ended up being the couplets.
City Center Revitalization, they're calling it.
Yeah.
And that is.
One of us might want to participate in those.
This area, but also the couplet, future Highway 20 couplet. Yeah, like you say, the both couplets that are in people's imaginations only right now.
I heard it's a hard water.
It's a what?
The couplets, I understand, just from a rumor, is they've hit some rough road.
Yeah. No, there's been opposition in the letters to the editor and people coming to the TSP approval phase, but when city council approved the TSP, there's been a small vocal minority that didn't pay attention to all the community work that has gone into this TSP.
The council also, my recollection from that meeting, made it really clear that they expect more engagement with business owners before the couplets are decided on. So they approved the TSP under the understanding that it was not specifically a directive type document, but it was presenting options and they wanted more engagement on that aspect.
Aspirational is the word, right? Used a lot.
Good capture on that. I was just looking back and just the parking advisory committee, their last meeting was on the 16th. And I don't, the packet's online there if you want to look. And I'm not sure when their next meeting is. It's not in Granicus here, but I think they're every month or every other month. I'm not certain. Probably with holidays, they didn't have a December meeting, but they'll probably have one.
So you're saying it was, what, 16th, October 16th?
November. That's what the thing says here.
November 16th.
And there's a couple things. So I went to a couple of them this summer or late summer, early fall. And there's two streams of discussion, one about the metering virtual, like air garage type stuff. And then the other one was timed parking, because one of my big things is, so a lot of the parking signs around town say maximum 16 hours on-street parking allowed per 24 hours, which is not really great messaging, and those signs aren't well understood, and that could be, you know, become an issue. And so, well, we're going to look at the code and see if we can change some of those to permitted or a certain number of hours, but not 16.
Wow.
The ones in Night Beach say that, and a lot of those are photo-degraded, so they're going to have to get upgraded anyway. So there's a revitalization of the signage program. Now the streets has hired a couple new people. And anyway, so the timed parking spots and permits for people that are working down there is one part of it, and then the other part is for visitors. So
there's, you know, it's a working Bayfront, and so there's, in fact, the Port of Newport owns a lot of property where the fishers can just park and go out for days or maybe weeks, and they're parking on the Bayfront. So there's a lot going on in the Bayfront. It's very interesting, but I think it would be good to monitor it and at the appropriate time make BikePed voice heard on if you want to have municipal parking for bicycles.
Have those lockable boxes, are those of any utility? I know since I've lived in Newport a number of years, and it seems like at least once a year someone riding the West Coast gets their bike ganked somewhere in Oregon. Last time it was a Dutch guy in Cannon Beach.
Gaffled.
Stolen. Removed involuntarily. So they're like in a restaurant or at the beach, and they come back and they're vehicle, for lack of a better term, is gone with all their stuff. And they're like, oh gosh, well, there goes my, you know. That's not really the look we're going for. And so I wondered if those higher security implements could be considered, or if those have a footprint on public property, or.
I think that BikePed needs to really do like a.
I don't know anything about them. I'm glad I'm bringing
them up. What we would like to see in Newport, because it is a dismal, and this is a future trend, is people are buying these expensive e-bikes, and I'm one of them, and I don't go anywhere unless I know my e-bike can be locked to something. And,
right.
And,
right.
Yeah, I won't leave it outside.
I don't go to Fred Meyer even, you know.
I see a lot of people taking the batteries out of them at Night Beach. They'll lock them to the railing down there and go eat at the chowder bowl or whatever.
Okay, so anyway, the BikePed parking is a whole new subject that BikePed has not gotten into, but I think it should in the next few years.
Well, it's topical if you're looking at design now to make at least tell the planning commission or make a recommendation to us, like, here's the footprint of the design we like. Could you consider placing these in certain spots in town? And then if we have like a model number and an estimated price, because we do goal setting at the end of January, so immediately after goal setting is when they start doing budgetary stuff. So we're entertaining all proposals. So we want the committees to feel like their funding recommendations are succinct, and then we can weight them and see. I'm just speaking as one of seven, but like I like to see the committees give actual proposals for funding. Because, you know, otherwise you have to do that at the budget meeting, and that's a lot of people and it can take forever. But if you push, part of goal setting is, you know, standing committee goals, and we look at those. But the more noise you make about it, you'll get the attention of the other people too, is what I'm saying.
When should the BikePed group do that?
Well, goal setting's on the 30th of January, so if you wanted to
make a wish list?
Well, you can also do two things. Each committee can recommend funding for projects or concepts to get it in front of people. And then you can do an agenda item that way at a meeting about it. And then you can most probably effectively at this point, since the metering thing's still up in the air and we have awarded any contracts yet. You could recommend that whatever purveyor we go with, they install a couple of these things in spots where you think it'd be most useful to people that need some sort of facility like that. The bike tourists, I mean, that's essentially what, or e-bike storage for visitors. I would assume hoteliers are gonna start doing that just as an amenity, but until private landowners do, maybe we could do a pilot. And I was just thinking about that on the way over, like,
yeah,
not just the theft proof maybe overrides the concern about weather, because they're gonna be here in the summer when the weather's nice.
Right.
But yeah.
Did you have it?
Yeah, so at a minimum, I love what you're having to say. At a minimum, something to lock to. Just remember, these e-bikes, it is a mode of transportation, it is a vehicle. We are talking about charging with meters down at the bayfront. If you go to any other city, those higher security boxes that you put your bike in, those are generally available for rent by the hour. And that is the direction that, you know, we may want to look at advising towards, is actually having a cost recoup system on some of those higher security items.
When I was with Kaiser Permanente, they put those same ones in, and they did when they first started, but now they do. You either rent them or you can pay for an hour.
So the plug-in part is in the app as an option, or when you rent them, or is it just a physical plug-in there that's an amenity?
Well, these used to be they put $2 in there, but if it was a slot that you, this is years ago.
Oh, okay.
So I haven't been back to Kaiser since I retired from, but I fought for parking there for years,
oh, okay,
and years and years before we finally got anything at all. If we didn't have small trees, you didn't have anything to park.
Yeah. Well, what do you suggest BikePed does right now?
Maybe agree or come to a consensus of, yes, we want to recommend a secure storage facility somewhere as a pilot, or buy two and try them out. But once you make that footprint, you're going to want to, I mean, the demand will probably be there to keep using it. I wouldn't know where in town would be the best place, but somewhere, you know, it's compressed down there, but don't eliminate ideas just because it seems busy. We can, I mean, there's a plastic gorilla down there on the city right of way. Why can't we have a secure storage for e-bikes? You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I know. I didn't know that was city right of way.
Well, it's within inches of it, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
But
if I scooted it over into the city right away, you
I mean
would
that.
Yeah, really.
There's a corner. Back to it.
There's a corner of that pain in the ass dock down there too. That reminds me every time I go by it how much work that was.
Or again, does it make sense to offer a grant to businesses to apply for installation? You said I don't even enjoy
that. I think that is a great idea.
And I don't want to, you know, and ride my bike to Fred Meyer. Let's provide Fred Meyer the opportunity to apply for a grant, and then that provides them with a way to recoup, maybe even make a few bucks on it, and they can then provide electricity to those types of.
I don't want these great ideas to die here. So, what do we do to get from point A to point B, Ryan?
Considering we have less than 2 months,
yeah,
it's a tough one, but. If we wanted to suggest a pilot, I'd suggest we do it in a place of employment, because I worked in the Bay Area for many years, and I used these bike lockers when I rode my bike to work, and it's all by a card. You put time on your card, you just swipe your card, and you can use it. So a place.
Can you send me the link to these types of companies so I can do a little
sure
research?
I will do.
But
a place of employment would be the best,
yeah,
because
so
you have. They're really not used that much by the general public, just moving around, because they're not necessarily where they want to go. But a place of employment has people going to it all the time.
How
so that's a good place
field
for
we put one there?
Pilot.
Yeah.
And then there is
that rides
we have that small business, grant program that if a non-government employer wanted to put that in, or even an agency, just as a demonstration, There's, we could co-fund that, I mean, that's.
Another option, maybe put it right here in front of City Hall. Provide the employees of City Hall, but you also have the.
It'd have to be in the back.
But you also have the bus, which has bike racks that are present, that might be an option.
Just take a couple of parking spaces out. I mean, okay, so this is a big issue.
It's within.
Bike parking at.
I don't think it's as heady as we could make it. I think it's doable. It's just a matter of, as the user group, where would it benefit the user group most? Who owns that property and what would be and if it's city owned, we can help. If it's privately owned, Business Oregon has small grants, there's a lot of ways to get money, which the city could apply on the committee's behalf to get that grant.
It just seems like something like that is a lot of money that's gonna take away from just basic bike racks, having more lockable parking.
Or we could just do.
Now we don't have any bike racks.
Okay, well, it sounds like the need is just, the immediate need is to build in regular, secure, concrete planted bike racks into the new parking plan, is that what you're saying? So we can do that, but don't forget about the other thing, because I think that'd be cool.
I think it's a good thing for.
We can fund the regular bike racks.
To have every, their life possession on their own.
I guarantee you, if they're eminent maintenance and operations, they can just, and part of that contract, whoever gets awarded that contract to do the air garage and the actual kiosks can also include in that project bike racks. So I guess the most immediate thing, I'm not a linear thinker, can you tell? The immediate thing would be, where in town that's city owned would you think a good secure bike rack could go? And then maybe put some X's on a map of the Bayfront. And all those maps exist already, so like as far as.
Is this just Bayfront, or because you said town?
Anywhere in town, I mean.
Coast Park.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I have two comments about bike racks. Number one, if we do like the general, you know, couple city owned ones, absolutely has to be the arch bridge, like it can't just be.
That is a city standard already.
Like, okay, good, okay, because that looks, that. It's just the perfect.
Talking about the U-shape.
The U-shape, but like, you know, trying to incorporate the actual, you know, the Newport.
Oh, the bridge, oh, I'm sorry, that is not a city standard.
Yeah, no.
So it's aesthetically artistic.
Yes.
The Yucuina Bridge.
Yes.
Is the bike rack.
Yes. I think that would be pretty awesome.
That's a good idea.
Just have to say about bike racks is that the way they're designed, bikes don't have kickstands anymore.
Yeah.
So you can only lean up against the bike rack.
Right.
So there's only room for two bikes, even though it's like this long. It should be something you put your tire in and hold your bike up.
This is just a huge
issue. Which the bridge
is
a natural.
I think, I'm guessing that we just need to put this on the, as one of the goals for the next fiscal year and start thinking about bike parking in the city. It's just how, when, where, there's so many issues, incentives for private companies and Fred Meyer, you know, that kind of company. It's just.
Okay, maybe that could be the goal, but Thomas's point is really good, that just recommend to the council, put a bike rack in A and B for this year.
And this
it'll get funded and we'll buy them and hopefully get them in.
Okay.
So the other comment I wanted to make.
Give us a chance to see how they're used.
Yeah.
See if they're used or not, because no one uses them. This is moot point.
Yeah, I would defer to your own personal experiences of whatever they would look like, but it's, you know.
If you go in Nye Beach in the summer, there's bikes loaded up with gear.
Yeah.
They're just on the sidewalk and a pole.
Right.
In the right of way.
Yeah, that's my concern about the theft and the continuity too. That's pretty.
I'm gonna have to interject here because we've got a lot to cover and we haven't even started basically.
Yeah.
So Ryan, I'll send you info on the bike lock system in the Bay Area, or one of them that's used quite a bit, and I'll send that to everybody, and perhaps we can informally put something together for our next meeting and make a recommendation to City Council.
Somebody want to prepare that document?
Yeah.
a letter to city council?
I'll start it out and we'll see if somebody else picks it up, and if not, we'll take it from there.
If you want to send me your verbiage, I can give you my advice, but it just doesn't have to be anything super formal. Just say the committee has recommended we install bike racks in ABC, the end.
So we don't have time to like set it as an item in a January meeting and then write the letter?
No, we can.
Of course we can.
Yeah, sure.
Put it on the agenda for January.
The goal setting is until the 30th, so.
So at least we can.
Thank you.
We can have a little more discussion.
Yeah, we can formulate some ideas in the meantime.
Okay.
I'm gonna go back to the liaison reports. Just looking at the list, Michael's not here. Thomas, do you have anything for Parks and Rec? No? Minda? Is that still actively?
So I met, just briefly, I met with Leslie Politosh, who has been intimately involved with the Vision 2040 group, and I met with her in October. So we mostly ended up talking about effectiveness or challenges in city committees and like kind of structural ways that other communities are dealing with it. And she's in a position now that really focuses on community connections and program coordination. So she's in a really interesting spot to kind of liaise with other community groups across the state, I think. And so some of it isn't directly related to our work. It's more directly, it could impact the city if they wanted to revisit their community structures to allow some more flexibility, encourage participation from the community and that sort of thing. Because her committee is dealing with a lot of the same challenges that we've had.
The 2040 committee.
One is like doing work outside of meetings. You know, we can't really do anything outside of meetings because we can't create quorum because then it becomes a city meeting. And so there's all these logistical barriers. So I could, you know, whoever is interested, we could continue that conversation with her. It's more of a long-term thing of like, how could we continue this work but in a slightly different capacity than maybe embedded in the city quite the way it is. But as far as the actual how BikePed can intersect with Vision 2040, there's one person on their committee who's responsible for the section of their plan that deals with active transportation, and she was going to put me in touch with that person. I haven't heard from her yet, and I have not followed up.
Okay.
She's very busy, but I think that would be the next step to kind of see where we can work together, because the Vision 2040 committee is basically completely in over their head. They feel responsible for enacting the entire vision when a lot of the different pieces of it are being handled by all the different committees. Right. So I think that if there's more interaction and communication between the committees, we'll be able to lighten the load a little bit.
Do you want to invite her to one of our meetings, that member who is?
Oh, sure. Yeah, okay.
And then does that sound like an idea you guys want to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great.
Do you know her name?
No, I don't know who it is yet.
Yeah, if you could find that out and we'll talk about ways that we can help them.
Okay.
Is that it?
Okay. Yeah, that's basically it in a nutshell.
Take anything on brochure distribution?
Yeah, she gave me a big, huge box of them, so I hit the city, went around, and out of the blue about 2 weeks ago. I got invited back to the county, so I also got a big stack there, so I'll be taking. These two maps are pretty similar, but that's just my observation. I think we have one road, Newport, that you can ride on, and that's the Bay Road, because that's the number one for the county and for the city.
It's really the only nice road to ride on. Does anybody need more BikePed maps to take to work or anywhere? Because I've got them at my desk.
Do we have any in Hatfield?
I know I need to grab some for the Historic Society. They ran out.
I should.
Okay, I'll get them.
You need to revise that map.
Yeah, that's coming up. I think in a couple of years we're going to do that.
We should start talking about it because it's not a very good map. I don't mean to offend anybody.
Do you want me to put it on an agenda?
It's not a very. Pardon?
Do you want me to put it on an agenda?
Yeah, I think we should get a subcommittee and people can spend some time on it.
It doesn't have to be an immediate. It can be July agenda.
Yeah, well, you know, it takes a while for things to come about.
Well, Well, summertime's a nice time to do it, because then you get a couple people and actually go ride these.
Yes.
Yeah.
This time of year, kind of rough, but you know.
Yeah, let's put it on the agenda.
I could get that new chain on the watch.
For June.
For June.
Okay, yes.
Okay, I'm gonna move on here. I mentioned planning commission destination Newport. 60 plus, Peter did that.
Yeah, I did read 2 months ago, and I saw a thing, Walk with Ease, which I believe I mentioned at the last meeting.
At the end.
Yeah, one of my coworkers did provide a little pamphlet, I mean, a sheet of paper rather. And I do think that there's some potential, they're not even there yet, but I think there is at least some sort of, at best, like cross promotional, like aligned interest. But
it's an instructor, right? It's a class?
It's like a class, and it's like, you know, I think where the shared interest is like, oh, like let's go to one of these wonderful, you know, in this case, I think we'd want to have the residents go on a paved part of a trail or something like that. But like I said, it's very early with them getting it going, but I do think that there's potential.
We could just give them bike maps. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if anybody's bringing them to 60 plus center. We should put that.
I never thought about the 60 plus center.
Would you please first?
I will be there tomorrow.
All right, there you go.
There you go.
And if you did want to contact that instructor or Sonia, who's in charge of the 60 plus center, and we'd be happy to provide them with information on bikes, bike trails and stuff, or just give them the maps.
Right, yeah, I think that's probably the best thing. I don't know Sonia, but her husband is my coworker, so.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, which is who gave me the bike or the Walk with Ease information.
Oh, very good. Jim.
Okay, I'll move on here. Library board, Lisa, anything? Or?
I did not make November, and they don't have December. So,
okay.
Yeah, so I'll catch up on November, and I'll start going forward.
Sounds good.
The library director was down in Guadalajara buying Hmong and Spanish books for the collection.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they didn't have a meeting this month.
The book fair, the big book fair.
Yeah, the big one, the biggest in North America or the world for Spanish and other language.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's super cool. So I looked at what she brought back last year, and it was really, really neat.
Nice. Yeah. Good resource.
Do you need a new 60-plus contact?
Yep, we will. We can I figure at every meeting when we have these things, if anybody wants to volunteer for the one, they can. So.
Okay, the next item on our agenda is NACTA, something I was going to talk about, but this kind of came up just briefly because I was wondering about city standards here for bike and peds. And I didn't see standards on the city's website. And I'm a civil engineer, and I did a lot of street projects, is why I thought about these things. So I emailed Aaron about if he was familiar with NACTO, because it's a very progressive national organization that has put together design guidelines for pedestrians and bicycles. And I'm gonna buy, they have a new bike one coming out. I'm gonna buy that and bring it to the group and we can all look at it. And when it first came out in the early, 2010 or so, and they weren't really recognized by they weren't recognized by. They weren't recognized where I worked for quite a while. And then finally HUD, FHWA, who has the manual of uniform traffic control devices, which is national standards, they are now using some of the NACTO applications. So this came about because I wanted to know if the city was aware of these design standards. And Aaron has said that we don't have fully developed design standards yet, and they pretty much rely on consultants.
So I thought this was an area where I could, or other people on the committee could have some influence, just that we, just that the city just doesn't roll along and whatever, and I don't know the staff at this point. I'm gonna try to get to know staff. But that the city just doesn't roll along and whatever consultant suggests that they just say, okay, let's do it. You know, we could set a standard and convince Public Works and the city to adopt a standard through a lot of conversations, and then we can elevate the standard of things that happen around town. Right now, I don't know that there is much of a standard. So I'm gonna work on that, and I'm actually gonna get together with Aaron tomorrow for a while. We're gonna talk about it a bit. But that's why this is on the report. So I'm gonna buy this new book when it comes out in a few months, and then I'll talk a little bit more about this particular design standard when I get the new manual and we can take a look at it on the table. And when we're done looking about it, y'all can take it home and look at it. I'm just gonna give it to the city if they wanna use it. So that's it.
You might wanna invite Chris as well.
Yeah, I think he said he was gonna see.
Who is the design engineer, basically. He's the project manager in the city for all these projects we're doing.
Yeah, we're gonna get together tomorrow.
And also I recommend everybody go to their website. They have to educate ourselves about wonderful city standards and alternatives for bike lanes. It doesn't have to just be this simple line. All kinds of bike and pedestrian improvements. You know, great ideas like the rapid flashing beacon.
Right.
All right. That's NACDO, other business. Okay, I'll be real quick on E6, welcoming person. I have, I would love to get one of you guys to be the welcome wagon for Ryan. Talk to him beforehand. He's coming in for a January meeting. He is a community bicycle activist, you might say, and bicycle business owner up in Portland. And he's done a lot of work. And I've already invited you to go visit betternato.org, probably, or just Google Better NATO, and you get all kinds of information on the activities that Portland has done. It's a real becoming a bike city. And we can learn a lot from Ryan. And so that's why I invited him.
For January?
It's in January, okay. At our January meeting. He's coming. We're putting him up. The city's putting him up.
Cool.
Yeah.
I had him on schedule for September. Did that? He didn't come?
No, we postponed it.
Okay.
Yeah, to January. Anybody want to take up that role?
What exactly are you asking for?
Just to, communicate with him again and kind of formulate a list of questions for him. We could do it this meeting, but we don't have time. And I will just say, you guys do a little homework too, if you could, and formulate questions. Basically, just be the contact person for him. And
well, the gentleman's coming here. We want to put our best foot forward, and we understand what he's doing, and we can have an intelligent conversation instead of just.
Hi,
nice to see you. So
tell us about
it. I think the idea was if one of us took it as our responsibility, it would do a little more in-depth reading into what he does and then his targets and questions. We should all read, go to the website, and we can all certainly ask questions, and we should. But at least if one of us, focuses on it, then we'll have a good time.
Yeah, basically call him ahead of time and talk to him about what will, maybe formulate a little agenda, a mini agenda for what he will talk about, and ask him how long he wants to talk. It can be the whole meeting. Most of it.
Any volunteers?
1 hour.
I'm not sure if I have to miss January's, but I can help coordinate. But I just volunteer for the ride.
That'd be great.
You have to help coordinate questions and talk to
unless you're going to be there.
I'll be there in January, as far as I know.
Are you willing to do that, or?
To
It sounded like you were volunteering.
I was not volunteering. I was asking for clarity.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I have looked at the website and everything that you sent us beforehand. I mean, I will if nobody else will, I guess, but it's not something I feel like jumping into.
That's fine, that's fine. Lisa, if you're willing to, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, I can do a lot up to, I'll be gone, unfortunately, on the day of the meeting. I try to do everything not to do that, but yeah, I'll be free up to that point, so I can keep everybody in the loop. Like, I can do questions and get those, you know, started, and we can discuss them.
You could, I think that would be a fine, it can't exactly be an email chain, but it can be a Google Doc.
I was wondering if we could do something like that.
Yeah. Alpec does Google Docs, so I figure we have permission to do Google Docs now on.
I'd be happy to contribute to it. It's been so long since I've looked at that stuff. It's been since, like,
that's kind of where my head is, so just kind of get it started, and then we can all contribute to it, and then we'll have the questions formulated sooner than later, and then, I mean, I can do some communication, I just won't be here when, you know.
That's fine, that's fine. Yeah, okay, and you will call him?
Yeah, I do call.
I'll give you the info.
Okay.
Okay, great, thank you so much.
And we'll have time at that meeting then to still discuss the bike parking, because we just put that on the agenda as a big conversation.
Which he might provide a lot of insight into, right?
Yeah, so tell him maybe a half hour to 45 minutes, I suppose, I don't know.
For him?
Yeah.
A half hour for Ryan.
Okay.
27 and a half minutes.
Yeah.
It's not very long for bringing him down here.
For bringing him here.
Giving him housing.
I'm totally kidding.
I know.
No, I know, but
Oh, but even 45 minutes.
Even a half an hour.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, I don't know.
Depends what he has to say, right?
Okay.
We could make it another month if we wanted to, if we, no?
If we've already.
Yeah, that was, I haven't talked to him for a couple months, so.
Oh, so call him soon then.
Yes, please, please, a little reminder to him. All right, that's that.
So what do we have for our goals?
Okay.
Our goals and objectives. Some.
Goals and objectives, oh my gosh, we've got 20 minutes.
Suggestions, Beth, and I guess we have to put this together by the end of the month, huh?
Yeah, you guys, you want the goals and objectives by the end of December, right, Ryan? You want us to do our goals and objectives?
I'd say by mid-January is fine.
Last year we were about June or something, so we're way ahead.
Just page 25.
Anything you want.
Let's, we have time.
I think so, I think it is page 25.
Well, I would imagine most of this we can just carry forward, right? So we probably don't have to start from scratch.
No, we don't.
Okay.
I think the well, formally stuff. Never mind.
Okay, I'm good, just rip off page 24, and that's, those are my points that I wanted to discuss. So, just so you guys know, page 20,
Oh, there we go, yeah.
25 and 26 is the goals. We added goal five in over the summer, which is to track student construction projects, which I have a report to tell you, I did that, and hopefully we'll have, I'll have time to tell you about that. But that's what's going on. I have some ideas of suggestions based on being at meetings and other things. So I would like to add to goal three, or I would suggest that you have, you know, update map before, suggest as the objective, update map, and maybe acquire funding for map update. Those would be goal three.
Oh, like one of the bullets for?
Yeah.
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 Just so I understand what I'm looking at, the one that says draft is your suggested updates, and the one right behind it is last year's? Or the one that says approved in July?
So page 24 is the suggestions.
It's confusing, yeah. So 27 is our existing current year. 25 is next year, starting July 1st.
These are fiscal year years, like July to June, or, because it says 22 to 23.
That's right, they're fiscal years. So this one, this page 25 one is the upcoming one that starts July 1st, 2023. Page 27 is what we have right now. I made Carrios from current juror with minor changes noted in italics. So I made minor changes in italics. See if you guys think these are okay. And then we'll go to page 24 and these are not minor.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I have a question. What were your suggestions on number four, prepare annual, semi-annual report to City Council, and what would that be composed of?
What page are you looking at?
Your suggestions, page 24, goal four.
Oh.
Your suggestion to prepare an annual or semi-annual report to City Council. So what would that be composed of?
Well, do we want to go into page 24, maybe?
So it sounds like what we should do is first go through page 25 and 26 and approve or affirm or whatever the minor changes.
Yes.
And then go through the page 24, which are
decisions.
The material change,
yeah.
Additions.
Yeah, and
okay.
I'll be happy to explain that.
Okay.
But why don't you guys take a little time to read page 25 and 26 and see if you agree with any with these.
And also, so understanding is every time that there's an italic that says formally, just above it is what it is the
so
new change.
So for example, goal one, the first thing I added the words for all has to do with equity, et cetera. So that's my reasoning for that. A and B are the same. Goal 2A, more simplified, maintain a potential funding sources spreadsheet. I'll let you read goal 2B on your own. This is based on, we decided to apply for a Safe Route to School. The next funding period is early 2024, which is within this year. So it's more exact. Okay. Any questions on that? Goal three is instead of work with local groups, blah, 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 it's work with local groups, agencies, and organizations to promote active transportation in Newport. It's just simplified.
It seems like a lot of these are just like kind of either more specific or just more concise.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll just let you look at back page.
So I think before we move on to page 24, let's confirm 25 and 26 that we're happy with that stuff.
Okay.
That would be my suggestion.
This doesn't have to be a motion because this is just part of...
Totally. No, just to drive the conversation.
Does everybody agree with these?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So those are okay so far.
And is bike parking something you want to add in?
Yeah.
Oh boy. No, that's, yes, I think so.
It's a big deal,
and
so.
Three, I think goal three is where it
comes,
is that correct?
You think we'll fit under goal three? Yeah. Which goal would go under?
Yeah.
So we're going to basically promote bicycle parking throughout town.
Mm-hmm.
in various ways, but that's, maybe we can just say, E, promote bicycle parking in various ways through town.
In my mind, that promotes active transportation.
Yes.
Okay.
That means all stop.
Think about goal one, because it's more of a safety thing.
Well, and, but it seems like to the,
Okay.
I would say that it fits in goal three also, though, yes, but the, just the way we're kind of talking about it, like, is this gonna be a business thing, or is this gonna be a public goal thing, and both, but.
Yeah. I'm thinking three as well.
If we have goal one as it's essentially safety dictate, I feel like we need a goal that's an accessibility dictate, because we're trying to, I mean, I feel like almost, maybe it's been so challenging getting basic things like crosswalks put in the city, that we have these other goals like creating events, and those are fine, but I don't personally feel that comfortable having an event promoting active transportation when it's not really safe in this town to ride your bicycle across the city, because we don't have bike lanes, we don't have good lighting, and we don't have crosswalks, and we don't have all these basic safety and accessibility things that are missing. And so I just wanna kind of bring us back to that. And I'm not really sure how to move forward through that, because it requires, I think, a lot of dogging the city. Like, you have this, you know, dictate, you have the funding, do it, do it, do it, do it. No, really do it. You know, even like a simple thing on my lot, on my road, I'm trying to get a no parking sign, and I've been dogging them for months, and it's already approved, and they haven't put it in. And it's, you know, I get where some of that frustration comes from previous committee members, but I don't want to lose sight of the safety and accessibility. I feel like that should be our, those should be our primary goals.
Question on that, with a follow-up for Chief question. What do they put sidewalks, repair or replacements in all this also? Because if you go down Eads Road, Eads pretty good, but you go down 6th Avenue, and that's pretty dangerous there in a lot of places. Eads could, even Eads itself, for sight lines and all this, but that whole southeast area, the sidewalks and that, the ones that do have it, are really, really poor shape.
These are existing ones?
Existing ones, and there's
that
not very many.
That would be under goal 1A, report new safety hazards directly to public works.
I almost think you could say,
and we should.
Goal 1, safer and accessible, and then maybe add a bullet under that.
Mm-hmm. I was also thinking that. Yeah, I agree.
Let's do that. So then my question is, like, so if we're reporting these, how do we do that? What's the process?
Well, there's a number you can call. I got the number. I have never called it because I never.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've given you guys that info.
Yeah,
fix it. And there's a web page. And
under Public Works, there's an online form you can fill out for safety. Or
I think it's somebody like a fist kind of.
I've already used it.
So we should just be doing that individually?
Yeah.
Not really part of the meeting.
Okay, well, make a list.
Yeah, I
okay.
mean, and encourage others to. But as to.
Well, I think part of the meeting part is just talking, like reminding, like, oh,
okay,
make sure we're using the fix it and. That
that's
sort
the.
Of thing.
I think I know what you meant. Like, it's where you'd report a pothole or something,
yes,
right? Yeah, okay, I've done
Beth,
that.
Is this where you'd also recommend looking into recommendations for improvements for ADA accessibility to sidewalks as well?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but
that's
how
big,
do we do that
issue.
As an advisory
yes.
committee?
Yeah.
Is the question.
Well, you could use the work form format.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that's a federal law, ADA. And
so
the only reason a lot of cities do it is because of lawsuits. Not the only reason,
remind
but it's a funding. It's a funding issue. It's a time issue.
Should we just put it simply like focus on?
Put in a work
accessibility.
Order. Put in a work order. There's a tripping hazard here. Fix. Put in a work order. They won't let the work orders go for a long time without. You can't just ignore those things.
Yeah.
Because then they go to city council. Why haven't you done this?
So is this something that we should like revisit every meeting? I mean, because I like Minda, I think what you're kind of saying is, if we're putting it on the goals, like, does that mean that this is also something that we talk about during the meeting? Is that
what you're kind of saying?
Right, just to make it more focused, I guess, that we're moving forward on.
Yeah. What's being looked at anyway.
Which, to your point, Herb, I actually wasn't until we started talking about right now, like I remember my first meeting was the, at least the minutes, I remember reading that about the city's fix-it thing. So maybe it is even just for our group to kind of remind ourselves, like, hey, there's the fix-it thing, there's this work order process, like, let's not forget to just in our daily citizenry stuff. So that's.
I almost brought the handout to put to you because I still have copies there at my desk. I can put that information at the back of all of our every agenda.
And then essentially the that is the goal because it's we're constantly reminded of it, and that maybe at sometimes we'll also discuss it.
Okay, so include fix-it information.
I'll send everybody the link to this online form.
Thank you.
And you can keep it, and if you happen to be talking to someone, send it to them. Uh-huh. And I think the city, I put in one at Oceana, there's a big pothole right at the entrance to the driveway. His cars were scraping, I put in a work order, filled the pothole, 2 days later it was done.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, you know, use the tools that we have. We should use the tools we already have.
But getting back to ADA, perhaps focus
went
on
through the official channels.
Focus. encourage ADA improvements within the city. It's kind of broad. But and how can the bike ped group?
I'll talk to Aaron about this tomorrow.
Well,
we have in our meeting. So. I don't know what the city's policy is or what their approach is. Do they have money just to deal with these things, or they don't have money?
No.
So people ignore it. I'll find out from Aaron what the situation is and report back.
Okay. So if we want that. As I see what you're saying, though, Minda, to include.
I'm imagining emphasize, not necessarily collaborate.
Encourage
is good. I think encourage is.
Okay, so something like encourage city to focus on accessibility for pedestrians and bicyclists.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I don't love it, but I like it.
Yeah, I don't really know.
That little weed.
No. Yeah. I mean, I think of like in Agate Beach where they have the yellow bumpy ramps on the four corners of Lighthouse Drive and 101, and then they don't go to any sidewalks.
Mm-hmm.
There's just like, you know, stuff like that. That maybe they had the money for this one little thing, but there's no continuity. So if you're actually visually impaired or just even not visually impaired,
no,
it's really dangerous.
I think about what did the previous civilization that put it there? What were they trying to tell us?
Are you talking about the bottom of 25th and Ocean View there?
No, like 52nd and 101 by Zabo's. Like the lighted intersection by the lighthouse.
Sounds like contract right.
Oh, we got about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, ODOT built a light there and they had to put
those corners in.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's all
contract
tenants.
Yeah. Okay. So we have 3 more minutes. We can continue this discussion at the next meeting, or we could stay here.
When are the goals and objectives due?
In January. So we could do it at the next meeting.
Oh, it sounds like that's already kind of like a packed.
A what?
A packed meeting.
It is. And then we have, I guess we don't need to talk about the work grid. Maybe we shouldn't talk about fewer meetings, but maybe at the January meeting. And then the bicycle ped, the Oregon Bike Ped gave us an outreach letter, and that's included in your package. And in January, there could be a 10-15 minute discussion on how OPPAC can help our bike ped group.
Do something like once a year where I work, we do a strategic retreat And it's not really retreat, it's just a really long couple of days of meetings.
Yeah.
But it's hours of focused attention on higher level issues.
Like goals and objectives.
Yeah, goals and objectives, or how to, you know, with the suggestion to cut the meetings down, maybe we would just need to look at how to have more effective meetings, or how to do more work with less time, and there could be whole discussion around that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know if everybody's willing or if the city would allow us.
We are not limited.
Okay.
The bike ped group is not limited, as long as we give prior notices given to the public that they are conducting. It's an executive meeting, and no public comment will be allowed. And that's it. We just need to give notice. It's fuzzy as to how much notice, but usually we do 2 days. So if you guys wanted to do that, to get this stuff done, we could do that in early January. Another thought is to put off Ryan until another meeting.
Well, where are we at with this that we just reviewed? Is everybody okay with this? Could we just say yes? And here's the thing, we can do things. A word or two's missing. That doesn't stop us from.
Totally.
Right?
I agree.
But we need to move this on because last year we didn't approve this till July.
My first meeting.
I can see this going on for 2 or 3 months.
Totally.
And
I know. And that's what I was saying before is I think the draft, it sounds like we're generally all good with the page 25 and 26. Do we want to punt page 24?
Okay, and so here's a rudimentary question. Does the city council actually hold us accountable for this? I mean, can we just say here, and then we just do what we do, and we make our own goals? I mean, are they going to follow up? Do we really need to spend a lot of time making this, like, highly accurate?
I just recommend your goals meet your own wants for the committee and leave it at that.
They're not holding us to it.
So maybe a little bit higher level, so
we don't really review committee goals.
In fact,
during
I have
the
already entered these already, and I need to update them. But this, what I've entered on the software that I was given, is fine.
Previously, we just accepted the council, the committee goals as part of the consent calendar. Goals, minutes, appointments.
That means it's done automatically. Whatever we want is accepted automatically. So we already have something on that we have submitted. And so.
Is everybody okay with the draft?
Yes.
Do we need to vote on this, or can we just?
Okay, so what I can do is I would like to do this 25 draft with the addition of 1C. And I'll tell you what that is. And then the rest of them, we could punt to the February meeting. Because I do still think it is good to revisit these things and keep
it
alive.
I think we should look into this in midsummer. And that'll give us 6 months to work through it and fine-tune it.
We could do it in June.
What did you have for 1C?
Because it's right before we start them.
We have nothing on June.
Okay, good. Let's do that. Revisit. 2023. You miss me?
I did.
Yeah, she started the work grid thing, and it's fantastic.
Yes. Revisit 2023-2024 GNOs.
Okay.
Do you have something to add to C? 1C?
Yes. Okay, so what I would say is 1C. Encourage city to focus on accessibility for pedestrians and bicyclists.
I like it.
Yeah, that works.
Yep.
Good. Okay. Something I'm going to do, which doesn't need to be added to the goals, is I will include fix-it info on every agenda.
Okay.
And maybe in the orientation packet.
Yes. Yes.
Is that work order thing, is that separate from the fix-it, or that is the fix-it process? That you had mentioned about, like, the potholes, that's the fix-it thing, right?
I don't know what fix-it is.
I think it's the same thing.
Okay.
Fix-it at Newport.
Online form.
Oregon.gov.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'll send everybody a copy.
Cool, thank you.
Yeah, there was a sizable pothole over by where the the road comes up from Mequinna Bay and merges in by the old Les Schwab, and my leaf went in there and the strut, I thought the strut broke. And so then I was complaining to Spencer about it, and they put in hot patch and did a an overlay of it, and it's a lot better now, but it was sizable.
Okay, do we want to vote on this draft that I just mentioned?
Do we have to vote, or can we just?
Honestly, I think we should.
Okay.
Motion to vote on the goals and objectives as.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve the goals and objectives.
As presented.
As presented.
Drafted without the italics.
Yeah, yes.
Right, as presented on page 25 and 26 with the addition of goal 1C. That's what you said, right?
I second what she said.
That's all you.
All in favor?
Aye. Okay, let me get this moved by Pete, second.
Okay, people, it's 7:05. Do we, you guys want to hang out for the 10 minutes and go through these, or do you want to push them to the next meeting?
Who else besides me hasn't had any dinner all night?
Yeah.
Well, that's not true. That's not true.
10 minutes? It's up to you guys.
No, I don't think, honestly, I could easily see this going just even that little bit longer than that.
Oh,
so
yeah. Okay.
I do think that the bylaws, my recommendation would be the bylaws discussion gets punted to February, but the OB pack, because of the deadline, is discussed in January.
Sounds good to me.
We'll do with that. Ran out of time.
Yeah. Oh, and Ryan, do we want to, try to keep January, or?
I'll coordinate with you on that.
Okay.
I think I will call him. Because
okay.
He may have forgotten completely. In that case,
the continuity.
So.
Okay.
It's whenever.
And so this is January or Feb, and depending, and this is January. And the work grid, I was just gonna mention that there's an online. The work grid is online. If you want to make any changes to it, I will send you the link. It's a Google Doc.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah.
Okay, that's all I wanted to say about that.
So we can track changes on it. And
do we have other docs on there, spreadsheets?
We do have older docs on there, but I'm cleaning them up and stuff and trying to figure it, make it more a better place. so that I'm working on that. But I will send the draft. I will send you the link, and I will ask you to Google Doc and ask you to do it as suggestions. You just click on suggestions on the upper right, and there you go. And then Lisa can decide on that. She'll be kind of the caretaker.
Okay.
I think we've got it. Sorry we weren't a little more punchy today.
Last minute request, does anyone want to go on the Sister City Exchange in February? There's still room, there's three spots.
To Japan?
Yeah.
Really?
To Japan?
Yeah. We're going as an adult delegation from, most people are going between the 3rd and 13th.
January?
I'd like to go to Japan.
February. we're going to the Drift Ice Festival.
Drift Ice Festival?
So if you want to go, talk to the city recorder. Tomorrow, ideally, because
he's planning to go anyway.
We have to get our tickets and everything. So far, there's 7 people going.
Is it self-funded or will the city pay?
No, the city's not paying for airfare. But once you're in Mombetsu, that side of things pays for everything.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
While you're in the sister city.
Lodging and
food.
Wow.
You step across the line, you're on your own.
Lodging and food?
It's going to be homestays.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
That's even better.
Yes.
That actually is nice.
That's very cool.
City recorder is still Peggy? I mean,
yeah.
It's not, but.
She retains that title for all time.
No, she's special projects now, but it's Peggy.
Special projects.
She's the person to contact. What's her last name?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Hawker.
phawker@newportoregon.gov.
So that's early February
3rd to 13th. Probably if you're going to go, you got to decide by Friday.
Okay.
And I did get a report on, I know what's going on in the city, and I was, wait, that sounds loaded. It's a lot of good stuff, you know, construction and projects and grants we've applied for and all that. I don't have time to report it to you. I will report it next time. I'll just write up a report and email it to you.
Yeah, that'd be, could you put it on Drive or something?
Include in next.
When's our next meeting? Can we confirm the date?
Let's confirm the date.
January something.
10.
January 10?
Yeah, the day I can.
January 10, okay, 10 it is, and.
Is the calendar created for your own, or is everybody?
Beth will send out the link to it, it's a Google document.
Okay, cool, that's really nice.
And when you read the minutes, which, yeah, it's, that I just did for November, it'll explain what's going on.
That's actually something that Leslie talked about doing for the Vision 2040 committee, was to track not only committee topics, but city timelines, city deadlines for various things, funding, goal setting, so that they could make sure to stay on top of that, so. In fact, I think she has templates that she's created.
Oh, yeah, there's something out there.
I'll look for those, I think she might have sent me.
Are we done?
I think we can adjourn.
Yeah.
7:11, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Okay, great. We'll be in touch.
Yeah.
So when are you going, or you'll?
I'm going out Big Creek.
I'm just going to Big Creek.
1.5 miles.
You don't want to take all that chocolate with you?
Oh, God, no.